not a laugh. A serious look at laughter and humour. Some people take the topic of laughter extremely seriously. From World Laughter Day to laughter yoga and clown doctors, find out more about the benefits of cracking up. They say that laughter is the best medicine, and no one knows that better than American journalist Norman Cousins. In 1964, Norman returned home from a meeting in Moscow with fever and severe joint pain. He was taken to hospital and diagnosed with heavy metal poisoning. The doctors told him he didn't have much chance of survival, but Cousins didn't give up. He developed a recovery program that included large doses of vitamin C, along with a positive attitude and lots of laughter. I made the discovery that 10 minutes of genuine belly laughter had an anesthetic effect, and that would give me at least 2 hours of pain-free sleep, he reported. In order to help with the treatment, Norman checked himself out of the hospital and into the Manhattan Hotel. He also hired a nurse, who read him humorous stories and played Marx Brothers movies for him to watch. In very little time, Norman was off all the painkillers and sleeping pills. Later, he returned to work and wrote about his experimental treatment in the book Anatomy of an Illness. And in 1989, it was finally acknowledged in the Journal of the American Medical Association that laughter therapy could help improve the quality of life for patients with chronic illness. But there are many others who use laughter to help the sick. American physician Hunter Doherty Adams, better known as Patch Adams, uses humour to help his patients. And each year, he organises a group of volunteers from around the world to travel to various countries where they dress as clowns in an effort to bring some relief to hospital patients. There's even a film about him called Patch Adams. In 1998, starring Robin Williams as the title character. In 1986, Michael Christensen launched a program called the Big Apple Circus Clown Care Unit in New York City. As part of this, clown doctors visit children in hospitals and use their clowning skills to help reduce stress and tension. These visits to hospitals have been shown to help patients enormously. The program now operates all over the USA, Canada, Europe, and Australia. Another movement that's sweeping the globe is laughter yoga. This was started in 1995 by Dr. Madan Kataria in India and is now practiced in 6,000 clubs in 65 countries around the world. Kataria is also the creator of World Laughter Day, which is celebrated annually on the first Sunday in May. People leaving laughter yoga sessions are affected by a powerful emotional state of joy, explains Kataria. They, in turn, infect other people they come into contact with. The topic of laughter is explored in the film Laughology, which opened in Olomouc Film Festival in the Czech Republic. This film looks at the contagious nature of laughter. Audiences at the first screenings of the film were in stitches and couldn't stop laughing even after the film finished. Olomouc was also the setting for the International Laughter Championship, during which 22-year-old law student Martin Provazny was declared best laugher in the land. Previous events have been held in Japan, California, and Montreal. The next international championship will be in Vienna, Austria. So maybe it's time to start warming up. Does anyone know any good jokes?